This is Passport to Texas. Memorial Day floods swept through communities in Texas, taking lives and homes, and they also struck more than 50 state parks.
And so we're going to have a lot of rebuilding and restoring in the weeks and months and really years ahead.
Carter Smith is Texas Parks and Wildlife Executive Director. As the rivers and creeks along many state parks recede, park employees are assessing the damage and are grateful that no one was injured. Yet Texas Parks and Wildlife will feel the loss of revenue from visitor fees, which pay for about half the cost to run the state park system.
Because of the diminished visitation, because the parks simply aren't accessible now and won't be in the near future, that's going to have a significant impact on the agency.
However, there is hope for recovery.
Looks like the legislature is going to provide some significant capital funding this session, but we're going to obviously have to look at reprioritizing it to address the tyranny of the urgent. And right now, the tyranny of the urgent is all of the flooding that's resulting from this just horrific Memorial Day flood event.
You can keep up with park recovery progress when you visit texasstateparks.org. And remember, the best way to support your Texas state parks is to visit them. And you can find reservation information and make a camping reservation when you go to texasstateparks.org. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.